Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Morning show. Michael Bartley in for Larry on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA. So, yesterday, the poll numbers came out. Americans largely disapprove of U.S. involvement in the Israel-Iran conflict, war, whatever you want to call it. I want to go live right now to someone who knows a whole lot about it, the Middle East correspondent with CBS, Courtney Keeley, who's joined us before. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you. Give us the latest in terms of what's happening today. I know President Trump sort of postponed any decision, I guess hoping for talks.
Exactly that, Michael. President Trump said he would decide in 2 weeks. Now, just before that, he had said, well, maybe I'll decide at the spur of the moment, who knows. Then it was announced that he had really pushed this forward for 2 weeks, which does buy time and does really signal to Israel that the U.S. is not getting involved right now, not using that stealth B-2 bomber that the U.S. has to penetrate the Fordow nuclear plant that's underground. And it would need a U.S.-made 30,000-pound bomb to get in there.
Because it has to go in, because what the Iranians are sort of storing in, there's 300-whatever feet in, and the bunker busters can reach 200 feet in, but if they hit it a couple times, it could get in there.
Right, and I talked to a nuclear expert, and I said, well, could you hit the power plant above ground? Could you turn off the ventilation? Like I read in this article, and he said, yes, but there's an if and an if and an if and a probably. And that's, I think, what's getting everyone, on their last nerve and quite anxious. What the ifs, if the what ifs. And right now, Israel and Iran are still exchanging airstrikes, and Israel is still launching airstrikes. Iran is still launching ballistic missiles, and some of them are getting into Israel. This is really something I've never seen in my career before, the direct attack on Israel. Iran used to use proxies where they would have direct attacks, but not on this level of long-range ballistic missiles that really do damage. And obviously, the Israeli Air Force and Mossad that infiltrated on the ground, that got in there for 3 years storing up drones, and this new use of drones is quite significant. So Israel had planned this for a long time, if need be. Prime Minister Netanyahu decided to do this right before the U.S. and Iran were going to have their sixth round of nuclear talks. President Trump, as you said, definitely wants to have talks. Right now, the Iranian foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, is on his way, according to flight data, but I can't quite confirm that, to Geneva to talk with the UK and to France and to Germany, who are going to start talks to try to get this on track. But Araghchi has said Iran is not willing to negotiate while under Israeli airstrikes.
Middle East correspondent Courtney Keeley with CBS is my guest. And Courtney, the issue with the missiles and, back and forth and back and forth between Israel and Iran, the longer that goes and the more, fierce fighting in terms of launches, it seems to me that you really risk the diplomacy not working because people are getting mad and there's responses back and forth.
Right, fiery rhetoric on both sides after the Beersheba hospital was hit, or the hospital in Beersheba, the largest hospital in southern Israel. The Israeli defense minister, Israel Katz, basically said, we're going to eliminate the nuclear program, and we don't think the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, should exist. Now, a lot of Iranians agree with that. So you have to talk about the Iranian regime and the Iranian people in a completely different way, too. But they don't have shelters. They don't have a nationwide alert system when they're incoming. They do have gallows humor from enduring this regime since 1979. And, you know, I do talk to people in Tehran. It's a way of sort of laughing in defiance in the face of terror is what a lot of them do. And sometimes they dance, and sometimes they drink bootleg liquor, and sometimes they just show their defiance to what they've endured. But it's nerve-wracking, and these bombs are going off all night long. There was another call to evacuate Tehran, which is a city of 10 million people. You really can't just evacuate a whole city and have them go where? Nearby. It's not necessarily to the mountains. People don't have second homes. But Iranians are not really flooding the border of Armenia or anything either. It's a vast country. But a lot of people are stuck in Tehran and they can't get out.
The dynamic is fascinating in the sense that a lot of Iranians, they don't want this war, this conflict, but they don't even want to live under this regime.
No, first of all, I want the regime gone. And
yes,
we've seen the protests. We've seen women, life, freedom protests. We've seen the military, the moral police kind of pulling back. And a friend of mine said she was so free a few weeks ago walking through the streets of Tehran without the hijab, without a headscarf, which means like without the headscarf and without that kind of overcoat Iranian women were forced to wear. They do not want the systems of the mullah is still in place. But the question is, and what we saw from Baghdad in recent history, is what happens if you leave a power vacuum, or Libya? Is the devil you know worse or better than the devil you don't know? But the Iranians want to speak for themselves. They're an ancient civilization with culture that has influenced the world and a great amount of pride about that.
What's the next thing we should be watching for, Courtney, the next most important thing that would be pivotal in this deal?
Let's see what happens in Geneva. Maybe they'll decide to meet again. That's probably the most important step. The U.S. has signaled that they want to talk to the Iranians. The Iranians are saying not now, not while under Israeli airstrikes. We have to see what happens over the weekend in terms of Iranian ballistic missiles hitting Israel. How much of the Israeli population is willing to spend their times running to shelters? But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been wanting to do this for decades. He has made that clear, and this is his time. So let's watch him.
All right. CBS Middle East correspondent Courtney Keeley, live for us in New York. Courtney, I really appreciate the updates and the time.
Thanks so much, Michael.
You bet. Absolutely. Welcome back to the Big K Morning Show. Michael Bartley on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDK. Once again, Pittsburgh is ahead of the curve.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The AI strike team announced that Walnut Capital, partnering with Fort Pitt LLC, to build a new state-of-the-art secure innovation center in, guess where, Bakery Square. And this unlocks the Berg to $150 billion federal budget allocated towards defense technology. Oh, man, this is great. Todd Rebord, who is the president of Walnut Capital, joins me live right now. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Fine. Tell us how this came about and how exciting this is for not just Bakery Square, the whole region, really.
Yes, and it really is exciting for the whole region. You said it exactly correct. It really came about as because of demand. People have been coming to us and saying that they needed these secure facilities in order to access, as you said, there's over $150 billion of potential defense-related contracts out there. And in order to even apply for these contracts, you need to be in a secure facility so that you can access the DOD information for these. You can't just go on your computer at home and download some document and apply for a contract. You need to be one of these secure facilities. Now, the big prime contractors like the Raytheons, the General Dynamics of the world, they have these secure facilities on site. They build their own. But the smaller companies, all the 26 AI companies that we have around our AI Avenue and throughout Western Pennsylvania, the hundreds of companies that want to access these potential contracts don't have these facilities.
Yeah, Raytheon, these small companies, Todd, they're not going to get into Raytheon and try to get a part of that piece of that business.
No, it's really impossible for them. I mean, some of them could be, you know, signing a, quote, subcontractors, but that's very, very difficult to do. I mean, we need to open up all these great companies that we have in our region to the potential for this great opportunity through the Defense Department and the research that they're doing. Now, of course, we're not going to get all $150 billion in Western Pennsylvania, but we just need our fair share of that.
Hey, if we get $15 billion, we're in good shape, Todd. Come on. You know, okay, so construction on this facility at Bakery Square begins in the fall. I mean, what will it look like in terms of, like, will it be sort of like small, like compartmentalized for each smaller company entity to get involved and get a part some of this money?
Yeah. So believe it or not, when you walk in there and look at it, you'll see nothing different than you would from normal office space and normal conference rooms. But in the old days, we used to call them like a cone of silence. But what it is there's very specific regulations that the Defense Department has put in place and that these specialized contractors such as Parallax know about. And that is to prevent any type of eavesdropping or other kind of nefarious things happening so that when you go into this facility, it's completely isolated from the rest of the building. There's special walls, special air conditioning systems, special communication systems, and it gives you direct access to the information that the government puts out. It's really a secure facility. It's really something special.
That's going to be really cool. And Todd, I suspect that you're willing to say out front, and I would think this is going to add quite a few jobs to this region, to the city and the region.
We believe that. And look, we're obviously involved with Bakery Square. We promote Bakery Square. But this is really something that benefits the entire region because Parallax is going to be running this really operates it almost like as a hotel facility in the sense that companies from all over the region can come in. They can have a membership in this group. They can book time. They can use these facilities and use it when they need it. So it's really a kind of an on-demand facility and something that's done in other cities. We've seen it in different parts of the country, but it's something unique to Western Pennsylvania.
And here's what the Carnegie Mellon folks are saying about it, because you know how involved they are with AI, and our local universities are fantastic. One quote was, it creates the foundation for serious government collaboration, something Pittsburgh's ecosystem is more than ready for and we haven't had before. So this is a huge step forward, Todd.
It really is. And as we all know, I mean, Carnegie Mellon is one of the centers of the universe for technology and AI and machine learning and really this accelerated growth that we see. And I know Farnam Jahanian, the president of CMU, has many, many times in speeches said, really, defense research is really at the cornerstone of growth and the cornerstone of opportunity. I mean, the government-funded research leads to some of the greatest inventions, the greatest new technologies that we've seen, you know, in our lifetimes. And we in Pittsburgh and at Carnegie Mellon and others want to be a part of that, and they are a part of this, and this just enhances it. So we're really excited about this opportunity.
I think everyone should be excited about it. Todd, you mentioned this 6,000 square foot facility, which will be unique. The construction begins this fall. You didn't mention what is the date of completion, when businesses and entities could think about getting in there and being close to these contracts and the access to doing business.
Yeah, well, you know, in our world, everything takes longer than you think. So, you know, we're estimating, we believe it could be, you know, about a year. And the reason it takes so long is it has to be, obviously, construction, but then it has to be certified and approved by the DOD, you know, to government standards. So that takes time. The folks that we're working with at Parallax are experts in this. They know how to get these approvals, but it does take some time. So that's why we want to get started this as soon as possible, because as we know, in our economy, particularly the AI economy, everything is accelerated. So time moves much more quickly, and you know, a year seems like a long time, but in this world, we need to move as quickly as we can to get it going.
And here's the other thing, Todd, is that every other city in America, our size and bigger, we're all competing for the money and for business.
100%. I mean, we you know, in some respects, we've been outpositioned over the last few years. You know, we haven't been as aggressive as we needed to be. But you know, with our state leadership, new local leadership, we're super excited about the opportunities going forward. And Pittsburgh, you know, we have the talent here. We have the bones. We can do anything that anybody else in the world can do as far as technology, but we just have to do it. And I think we have these opportunities going forward, and we're going to take advantage of them.
We just have to do it. Todd Reedbord, president of Walnut Capital. Todd, thanks for the time this morning. Have a great weekend.
Sure. Good talking to you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. All right. You
bet.
You bet. Yeah, that's very exciting. Very, very exciting. Again, our universities, our research facilities, we need to compete. We need to compete, especially for this defense stuff, believe it. Okay, 840.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.